Like so many others, I am shocked and horrified at the recent residential school revelations, and I have been following the letters and viewpoints in the Peak. I am not Canadian-born, but I have Canadian citizenship. I have lived and worked in Powell River over the past 40 years, but never knew that some residential schools were still operating as recently as 1997. My daughters were never instructed in their history class about those schools. I guess if not discussed or spoken about, it never happened. However, I'm sure the school curriculum now includes the subject in their history classes. I also wonder if any reconciliation group or government body has found people who worked in those schools and interviewed them regarding details of actual events. In regard to renaming Powell River, I would like to know what happens to my legal documents, e.g. my will, passport, insurances, driver's license. Who pays for the name change and all the expenses involved in doing so? No name change, defacing or destroying signage or statues will change the evil history of residential schools, but as a previous letter writer stated, reconciliation needs to come from the heart, which it must do to be truly genuine. Nan Dunn, Sycamore Street.